AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A nation finally emerging from COVID restrictions and able to gather again to honor the fallen on this Memorial Day. President Biden spoke at Arlington National Cemetery.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice.
It's not just remembrance services and barbecues. Today, doctors and nurses fanned out across the country in mobile vaccine clinics. FEMA has crews in tiny towns offering COVID vaccines. In Southern California, beaches and parks were packed with families enjoying the holiday. In 2 weeks, California is expected to drop most restrictions. The COVID positivity rate is down to 1%. The UN's atomic watchdog agency's warning that it hasn't been able to monitor Iran's nuclear activity since February. There was a scare today at a Dallas mall. Panicked shoppers fled after hearing what might have sounded like shooting.
A man banged a skateboard on the floor in the food court and made hand gestures simulating a shooting action. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia said when the crowd started running, the individual focused on that and began doing hand gestures as if he was shooting into the crowd, which then further escalated the situation. At North Park Center, the man, who did not have a gun, was taken into custody and transported to an area hospital for medical evaluation. I'm Mike Gracia.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, a prayer wall was dedicated in the neighborhood formerly known as Black Wall Street, where dozens, maybe hundreds, of black residents were killed as their neighborhood was burned and looted. Today, California Congresswoman Barbara Lee was there calling for reparation.
We must repair the damage, and we must support reparations. We must move this country forward.
This is AP News. In addition to a prayer wall dedicated today, there are other observances of the Tulsa massacre planned this week.
Thousands of black Tulsans fled a white mob that destroyed several churches while burning and leveling a 35-square-block neighborhood. Estimates of the death toll range from dozens to 300. Billy Parker owns the Black Wall Street Market in Tulsa. She was told to never discuss the massacre.
We had to hush up and we never talked about it.
Several events are planned for this week, including a visit by President Biden, and other events will feature the last three known living massacre survivors. I'm Mike Hempen.
Authorities in Utah say a 26-year-old university student and his flight instructor were the victims of a small plane crash in the mountains of northern Utah. Devin Criddle's sister says he always wanted to fly. The pilot, Braden Raleigh, also died. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.